morning. How are you? How many of you had a wonderful week? Yeah? Hey, everybody. So-so? Why was it a wonderful week? What happened this week that was wonderful for you?
Do you remember what happened?
No? Let's see over here.
4th of July.
Oh, 4th of July. How many of you were able to play with your best friend? Ah, how many of you were able to eat your favorite food this week? The baby. Very good. It was a wonderful week. But you know what? All the wonderful things that happened during the week, God allows that to happen. And sometimes he also allows things that are not so good to happen. So today I'm going to tell you a little story. Once upon a time, and some of you may have heard this story, there was a pastor. And the pastor came to church, and he walked in the middle of the aisle, and he had a cage. There were no birds. Just pretend the birds are not there. So he had a cage, and he brought it, and he put it in the middle, right in front of the pulpit, right there. And the congregation, all the people, they were like, what's wrong with the pastor? That's kind of weird. Why is he doing that? And then he started telling the story. And the pastor said, church, I want to tell you a story of something that happened this week. He said, I was walking, and all of a sudden, I saw this little boy. And he had this cage, he said, with those birds right there. And he said, and there were these little tiny birds, and they were so scared and shivering, you know, just really, really scared. Have you ever seen a bird that is really scared? Well, they were really afraid. And so the pastor said to the boy, young man, what are you going to do with those birds? And you know what the little boy said? He said, well, I'm going to play with them. And I'm going to poke them. Yeah, I'm going to make them fight among each other. And they're not going to be happy. And he said, that's not very nice, right? And then he said, well, you're going to get tired of those birds. What are you going to do afterwards, after you finish playing with them? And he said, well, I have some cats. I know, that face, yes, And so he said, you're going to give the birds to the cats? And he said, yeah, I'll give them to my cats. Well, the pastor just could not imagine the poor little birds going through all that. So the pastor said to the boy, young man, how much do you want for the birds? You want to buy those birds? Yes, how much do you want for those birds? He said, they're ugly. They're tiny. Really? Are you going to buy these birds? And the pastor said, yes. How much do you want for the birds? He said, $10. The pastor took his wallet. He gave the young boy $10. And the boy got the $10. Wow. And he just ran out, leaving the birds with the pastor. So the pastor brought the birds close to where there was trees and, you know, very beautiful woods. And he opened the gate and he let them go out. Now everybody understood, oh, so now he's bringing the cage, which was now empty. There was nothing inside. And he said, church family, boys and girls, I want to tell you something. There is someone who is not very nice. And who, just like that boy, he's wanting to hit us. He's wanting to make us be upset with each other. And really what he wants is to kill us. He's real, and his name is Satan. He's bad. But church family, don't worry, he said, because Jesus came, and Jesus died on the cross, and when that happened, he set us free. Isn't that wonderful? So next time, when you have a hard day and when you see things that are going on that are not very nice, I want you to remember a Bible verse, and it's really easy. I want you to memorize it. It says, the Lord will fight for you. Can you repeat that? The Lord will fight for you. You just need to be still. You just need to be still. No worries. God will fight for us. He already did that. He sent Jesus to die for us. So today, remember, any problem that happens, don't forget this story. Jesus already came and set us free. Why don't we pray? Let's pray together. Dear God, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for sending Jesus. And even though things are going around the world and some of them are really ugly, we thank you because you sent Jesus to die for us. And we also have good things that happen during the week, Lord. Good things that happen in our lives. And for that, we thank you. There's a better day coming. And in the meantime, we thank you that you fight for us and you protect us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You may go back to